This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Oh, yes, it is. A very good evening. Hello to one and all. Welcome once again to the show that goes like this. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's a Tuesday, which must mean I'm here. And I certainly am, yes. Ben Simmons here with you up until 8 o'clock now tonight. With all the usual ridiculousness, we'll go through celebrity birthdays later. There's a hotly contested poll. We'll have Ben's impossible question and a chance to be Legend of the Week. And if you were just tuning in to the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show, you would have heard me say all the wacky holidays going on the 20th of October. Yes, it's International Chef's Day, it's Office Chocolate Day, it's National Youth Confidence Day, and International Day of the Air Traffic Controller. But more excitingly for me in this programme, it's Information Overload Awareness Day and World Statistics Day. And equally excitingly for me, before I get onto any statistics that might overload your brains with information, the studio visitor is back once again. Hello there, Winnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm an employee, Mr. Simmons.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I'm not a visitor.
I don't want to get your status incorrect. Apologies,
Winnie. Oh, no. Oh, emotional. Did you say it's emotional overload day?
No, it's information overload day.
What else is it, Mr. Simmons?
World Statistics Day.
Oh, yes.
It's, what else? It's International Day of the Air Traffic Controller.
Oh, don't care much for them.
No, you don't like
No,
that.
I don't care much for them.
It's National Youth Confidence Day. That's
oh, yeah, give them a smack round the head. That's what I say. Oh, thanks for the fanfare. That was lovely.
Oh,
normally, I have a warm hand on my entrance, but a fanfare's just as good from you, yeah. Mr. Simmons.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I've got some good news, Mr. Simmons.
Have you, Winnie?
I've cleaned out the tea urn.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, but I haven't managed to clean out the Greek urn, Mr. Simmons.
What's a Greek urn?
Oh, about £6 an hour plus tips. Depends what the restaurant is.
Probably.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, you fell for that, you silly banana.
He probably throws a load of plates on the floor afterwards. Anyway,
I'm not cleaning them up. Go whistle for that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yes.
How have you been? I missed you last week.
Yes, I
Oh, I was so upset.
Yes, oh. They must have got a temp in to replace you last week, Winnie, because I saw
Oh, no, nobody was bowling.
No.
We haven't got a bowling alley here, Mr. Simmons. Just a swimming pool.
Okay.
Oh!
Do you have to clean the swimming pool?
No, that's not my job. I'm only here for the radio.
Just leave it to the chlorine. It's fine. That's all we need.
Oh, no, Doreen. I don't know anyone called Doreen. Who's Doreen?
No, I don't know anyone called Doreen.
What are you talking about Doreen for? Then it's me.
I'm sorry, Winnie. I
was away with my Willy last week.
Were
you? We had a lovely time.
Oh, did you? Did you go anywhere exciting?
Yes. It was so exciting, I left him there. He still hasn't found his way home. I've had such a quiet week, Mr. Simmons. Oh, it's been lovely. You should have come over. Oh.
Well, I don't know where you live, Willie. I don't want to just drop round unannounced.
I keep telling you, I keep throwing rocks up at your window, Mr. Simmons. Yeah,
I've had to replace the glass twice because of that. You got a bit overexcited.
Oh, that happened with Willie.
Did it?
Oh, a couple of summers ago, he replaced every pane of glass in his greenhouse till he realised he had a crack in his glasses. No, Mr. Simmons, stop it.
Fabulous, Winnie. Well, I need to get on talking about statistics. I guess you've got a load of important things to do, have you?
I've got to go and clean the toilet, Mr. Simmons. There have been some mucky pups around here.
Domestos?
No. No. We're not called that anymore. We're
toilet
called
duck.
Cleaning operatives.
Oh, right. It's probably for the best. Well, because I've got to explain about statistics, I can't just go into a song, Winnie. I'm going to give you your lovely fanfare to finish.
I've got a statistic for you, Mr. Simmons. You can't lick your own elbow. Give it a go.
I'm not going to try. I think you might make me look foolish, Winnie.
You can't lick your own elbow.
You can't.
I could lick yours. Oh, Mr. Okay, Simmons, don't get me going.
Here's your fanfare. Time to say bye, Winnie.
Bye.
Well, that was Winnie. She'll probably be back next week. She's a bit of a law unto herself, but what a legend. Now, let me share with you, to get into our first song, we're going on about interesting statistics today and information overload. Bear in mind that, okay? So, firstly, British people invented the speeding ticket. Apparently, the first ever speeding ticket was given in 1896 to Walter Arnold of Kent, who was doing 8 miles an hour in a 2 mile an hour zone. Outrageous. He was 6 miles an hour over the limit, which seems ridiculous by today's standards, but he was 4 times over the limit. You imagine being in a 30 mile an hour zone and doing 120. I think Walter has a lot to answer for. Therefore, let's start with Madonna and Ray of Light.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it is, and this is the show that goes like this. Coming up to 6:15 on Tuesday, the 20th of October. Hope it's going wonderfully for you so far. Yes, it's still the beginning of the week, but tune into this show and it'll feel like Friday night. I don't quite know how, because surely we're all aware it is still Tuesday, but what I mean is you can put your feet up, sit back, relax, and enjoy all the ridiculousness and the fabulous wide variety of amazing tracks guaranteed on the show that goes like this. And tonight, what I'm guaranteeing you is a heck of a lot of information you probably didn't know before, all given out in the form of interesting statistics on this World Statistics Day. Yes, it's Information Overload Awareness Day, so don't try and take in too much today. Maybe your brain won't be able to handle it. But keep here and you will learn some interesting facts, interesting statistics. There is even a hotly contested poll running throughout the show this evening as well, which you can link to via my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook. You can also chat to me at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and you can go to Mixcloud and even join in with the webcam feed and see what is actually going on in the studio. Look at my lovely face. It's Mixcloud.com, and then if you search for Phoenix FM, you will see the link. You have to have a Mixcloud account if you want to comment in the chat box running down the side. You can send me messages from there, and people do that from time to time as well, which would be wonderful if you want to get involved in that way. So take yourself to Mixcloud, search for Phoenix FM, and send me a message in the chat on the Mixcloud. But also, it's available on Facebook and Twitter as well. Right, what more interesting facts am I going to share with you today? Well, they're all entirely random. Some of my lovely Legend listeners have even sent in some interesting facts as well, and possibly the best or weirdest or wackiest fact that I deem to be the wackiest will earn its sender the highly coveted Legend of the Week award. So the excitement's building. Yes, it has just gone 6:15. Time for another fact. What I'm doing then, with all these interesting statistical facts, I'm linking the tracks to the fact, the stat, that has just been given to you. So, as ever, exhaustive research has been carried out in the run-up to this programme by myself. I hope you appreciate it. So we talked about speeding tickets. First ever speeding ticket given out in 1896. I don't know if it was in some kind of rudimentary motorised vehicle or if it was on a horse. Who knows? But anyway, here's an entirely different stat about a much bigger technological advancement. The first time two computers communicated with each other. So we all know roughly when the internet was founded, we are probably aware that it would have been going on for quite a while beforehand, governmentally or with the military or something like that. I'm always kind of aware that when things come into the public domain, they've been privately been tested on and operated on for quite a while beforehand. But this surprised me. The first time two computers communicated with each other was in, guess when, 1965, the first time two computers communicated with each other. Whether he wrote it before or after, Marvin Gaye knew that it takes two.
Just take two.
Two can
dream come true. Just take two.
Phoenix FM.
Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston certainly know that it takes two, whatever you do, even particularly two computers interacting with each other for the first time way back in 1965. Absolutely crazy, I thought. And, yeah, lovely to hear from some of you who have sent me messages saying you're listening straight away. It's great to know that some of the legends are out there. Hello to Sue Burton. Hello to Victor in Poland. Hello to Maria on the Isle of Wight. Absolutely marvellous. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Phoenix 98 FM, 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world. And do remember, tuning in is fabulous, but you can also see the live stream by going to Mixcloud.com, searching for Phoenix FM. You'll see our logo, click the logo. You can see what's going on in the studio. You can see exactly what I look like. You can send me messages on the chat box by the side if you have a Mixcloud account. You don't have to pay anything to do that. It's completely free. It's one of those where you can sign in with Facebook, I think, if you're on an app as well. Or you can just start an account by giving your email address, coming up with a password, and then you can join us on the chat, which would be absolutely fabulous if you want to do that. But also keep abreast of everything going on social media too. On Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons, my Facebook pages, and Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter handle, at Ben Sim Radio. And the hotly contested poll has been shared on Facebook already. And as we are dealing with statistics today, my poll asks, what is better, graphs or pie charts? And I can tell you, in the early running of voting, it's 60-40 in favour of graphs. Because obviously, there are many ways you can view statistics. You can just view them written down in a sentence, or you can see them converted into a graphical format in a graph or via a pie chart. But what would you rather look at? That's what we're asking on the hotly contested poll tonight. Graphs versus pie charts. Graphs have it right now, but pie charts taste better, as I'm sure you'll agree. Right, what interesting stat am I going to share with you next? Well, we were talking about the first ever computer sending messages to each other. Back in 1965, carrying on with that theme, the world's first email was sent when? Well, bearing in mind that 1965 is probably quite earlier, a lot earlier than you thought it maybe happened, I can remember being at school, just joining the sixth form and a teacher showing us in the computer room. He typed out a sentence and pressed a button and went, I've just sent that to my friend in Scotland. And we all went, oh my God, I don't believe it. That's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And we did it in that slightly weird voice as well, because we were teenagers at the time. Yes, but that was incredible. That, I think, was 1994, 5, something like that. So he sent an email and we were all impressed by it in 1994, 1995. The world's first email was sent in 1971. Unbelievable, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, how can we commemorate that musically with any kind of track? I'll leave it to Sting to go back to A Message in a Bottle.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this, World Statistics Day special. Prepare to hear many wacky, interesting, unusual statistical facts that maybe you didn't know before that might shock you, interest you, amuse you, or make you go, that's what I'm going for tonight. That exact reaction, So, in a slightly higher pitched way than you might expect when you started speaking. Anyway, big hello to Paul, who's joined us on the Mixcloud Live webcam feed. And just to reiterate, it is nice to do that if you want to. You can just open a new tab on your computer if you're listening online and go to Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM and see the video feed into the studio. And then you can join in the chat box down the side. And as I've been informed by my wonderful colleague Ian Lee, you don't have to have a Mixcloud account to do that. You can sign in with Facebook, sign in with Google, or you can set up your own free Mixcloud account if you wish. But go on, have a go tonight. It might be absolutely crazy. I know some people before have been concerned as to the state of my trousers. So if you want to know about my trousers, the only way to find out whether I'm wearing any even is to look at the Mixcloud Live link. I know right now you can't see my trousers. That doesn't mean you won't see them in the future, you know, for those of you that love trousers. Anyway, let's move away from trousers right now, shall we, and hit you with some more interesting statistical facts. Well, get this. This shocked me when I heard it. In the UK, there was a pause there for dramatic effect. In the UK, get ready, there are more chickens than people. There are more chickens than people in the UK. Unbelievable. I was certainly shocked when I heard that. And so to help us all come to terms with it, I think we should go for a little bit of Coldplay. You're wondering what track from Coldplay, surely? Yellow? Chickens occasionally look yellow. No, it's not that. What else? Viva la vida? The chickens like Spanish words? Oh no. This is just simply the track Birds.
Phoenix FM.
Fast end to that track from Coldplay there, wasn't it? That was Birds by Coldplay, because there are more chickens in the UK than humans. I was shocked to discover that. Maybe you were as well. Glad to have you along listening, though. Thanks so much for being here with the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. It's the 20th of October. It's coming up to 18:35, if you want to go by 24-hour clock. That's marvellous. Keep it here. You're going to hear loads of interesting statistical facts today. And I've got to keep them coming so I don't run out of time, because some of these facts have been shared by my lovely Legend listeners, and those of you that have bothered to share interesting stats and facts with me are in the running to be my Legend of the Week tonight. What's going to be the most interesting, the wackiest, the weirdest, the grossest, the loveliest? Well, I've got to go through them all and decide who wins. This is the first one that was sent in by someone else, and I love stuff like this. He hasn't kind of presented evidence for it, but I still love stuff like this. This is from Barry Cooper, so thank you very much for this, Barry. He says, if you're born in the USA and you're over 7 feet tall, there's a 17% chance you will play in the NBA, the National Basketball Association of America. So if you're over 7 feet tall and you're born in America, there's a 17% chance you'll end up as a pro basketball player, making millions, I guess. Because most of them, for whatever franchise they're featuring for, do fairly well financially, I would guess. So, yeah, Barry Cooper, I hope you're over 7 feet tall. Maybe consider emigrating to the States. Anyway, what can we play? What track could possibly link to that brilliant stat? Of course, it's this one. There isn't a track called If You're 7 Feet Tall, You're Playing the NBA. So instead, I've sourced this classic from Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick it took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog, that's gonna be too much. Till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Born
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and I'm still Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this, my statistics special, because it is World Statistics Day. Thanks to all of you that have got involved on social media in the run-up to this show and sent me in interesting statistics, or even just tagged me in other posts that might be relevant. But yes, very kind of all of you, and very kind to those of you joining us on the Mixcloud live stream, so you can see via the webcam what I actually look like in the studio, what is actually going on here, which is fabulous. And I'm going to keep all these stats coming. Right, so that was courtesy of Barry Cooper telling us that if you're born in the USA and over 7 feet tall, there's a 17% chance you'll play in the NBA. There you go. What about something entirely different? Well, this is nice. I like this. Flowers grow faster when music plays near them. It's a fact. There you go. Whether they're heavy metal fans or whether they're classical music fans, I don't know if it's a certain type of music affects a certain type of flower differently. Has anyone done enough extensive research? I would have done if I was a botanist, but I'm not. But I will play a track to link to that stat. So yes, flowers grow faster when music plays near them. I wonder if they like the music of Oasis that's been covered by Mike Flowers Pops.
The word on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. That lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Phoenix FM.
And that was the Mike Flowers Pops version of Wonderwall. We're very glad to have you along on the show that goes like this once again. Remember, so many ways to be interactive on this programme if you want to. If you don't want to, that's absolutely fine. Just sit back, relax, let it all wash over you. Enjoy the tracks, enjoy the features, enjoy the banter. But if you do want to get involved, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can join the webcam feed on Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM. So a lot of ways you can do it. You can even send us WhatsApps now. Let me just remind myself of the number. If you want to send us a WhatsApp, straight to the station, 07 83 62 7 7 26. So yeah, another one of the many ways. You can even go old-fashioned. It's weird to say this is old-fashioned now, but email the station, radio at phoenixfm.com. Utter utter craziness. Right, more stats and interesting statistical facts coming, interspersed with tracks that somehow link to them, on this special on World Statistics Day and Information Overload Awareness Day. I'm shunning so many other wacky holidays. International Chef's Day, Office Chocolate Day, National Youth Confidence Day, International Day of the Air Traffic Controller. Couldn't give a hoot about those things today. Oh no, Information Overload Awareness Day and World Statistics Day have been smashed together on the show that goes like this tonight. I'm going to overload your brains with information, all revolving around interesting statistical facts. Right, let's keep them coming then. Well, this was sent to me by Sue Burton from Derbyshire earlier on this afternoon. And it's slightly disturbing. It's one of those facts that I'm sure is true, but when you realise, when you actually think about it, it's going to kind of gross you out a little bit. So get ready. The average person produces 46 litres a month of, guess what? The average person produces 46 litres a month of, it's not what you're thinking, saliva.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Let me drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. Let me drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain.
Gaga and Grande there with the classic Rain On Me, and a little bit of a gross out attempt to link that song to the fact that I've just discovered humans produce 46 litres of saliva a month. That is weird, isn't it? A month? That's 23 a fortnight, just probably just over. All right, it's about 1.3 litres a day. Not happy about it. Anyway, I certainly wouldn't want it to rain on me. There we go. Yes, let's not dwell on that anymore, but huge thanks to Sue Burton for disturbing me slightly by sending that stat in. Okay, on to something entirely more pleasurable to get involved with. British people drink 165 million cups of tea a day. That's about three for every person in the UK. 165 million a day. Come to think of it, I probably do have about three cups a day. I enjoy it. What track links to that stat musically? Well, let's have Get It On. We're talking about a kettle there, aren't we? Time for T-Rex. Do you like your tea? Better in a pot or prefer a bag? Pots are old-fashioned now, aren't they? I tell you what, though, it does taste nice out of a teapot. I'll leave it up to Mark Bolan and the rest.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was T-Rex and Get It On. Obviously, they're to celebrate the fact that Brits drink 165 million cups of tea a day. Why are we talking about that? Well, if you've just joined us, today is World Statistics Day. And we're sharing with you guys a lot of brand new statistical facts that maybe you hadn't heard before, just to make you go, that's what we want. That's the reaction that we're going for on this episode of the show that goes like this. And obviously then we find tracks to link to those amazingly interesting stats. So keep it here, 98.0 FM in the area of Essex, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding environs, or phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. And you can tune in live thanks to the wonders of the internet. There's even a webcam on mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix FM and you can see me in the studio as well. And remember, so many ways to be interactive. You can vote on the hotly contested poll. Because this show's all about stats, tonight's poll asks, what's better, graphs or pie charts? You have to go to my Facebook profile, scroll down a little way, and you'll find the link to the poll where you can do a single click to vote and get interactive on the show that goes like this. Currently standing at 50-50 between graphs and pie charts, thanks to everybody that's voted so far. Thanks to people that have sent in interesting stats. I'm going to read out some that are coming in now, because ones that are coming in now won't be linked to any tracks that are going to be playing in the future. But it's interesting to read them out. Anyway, we were just talking about tea that people drink. What else do people drink a lot? Coca-Cola. Get this, right? Now, I've been studying the world's countries and how badly each one of them's been affected by COVID. So I know there's over 220 countries in the world. But Maria on the Isle of Wight sends this in. North Korea and Cuba are the only places you can't buy Coca-Cola. So there you go. Just North Korea and Cuba. Someone's probably snuck it into them somewhere as well. So that's interesting. I like that. And there was another one from Maria on the Isle of Wight about the world's population, I think. The world's total population is more than 7.5 billion, which sounds ridiculously huge, but it seems more manageable when you realise that if every single person in the world's population stood shoulder to shoulder, they could all fit within the 500 square miles of Los Angeles. There you go. That's according to National Geographic and Maria on the Isle of Wight. Thank you very much for sharing that. Here's another interesting stat. All about web searches. Google processes over 5 billion searches per day. And interestingly, around 15% of them have never been searched for before. I love that. 5 billion searches a day, around of which 15% have never been searched for before. 5 billion searches. How can we deal with that musically? Travis McCoy?
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name. Shiny lights, yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, let me have this. And last but not least, grant somebody a last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here and sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
All right, then
what else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
when I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I probably take whatever's left and just split it up. So everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in there and sing. I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah? What you see,
I see my name in shining light.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night.
Yeah, I swear
the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. Sing it.
When I'm a billionaire. I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Yes, and that was Travis McCoy with Billionaire. Going to keep the stats and the tracks coming so we don't run out of time. We're going to squeeze in celebrity birthdays as well and reveal the result of the hotly contested poll. We may even have time for Ben's impossible question, which I will have to reveal in the next 15 minutes or so. So what's coming next? Another amazing stat for you. Get this. To have your photo taken with the world's first camera, you'd have to sit still for 8 hours. 8 hours. Might as well have been a portrait artist, I think. Yeah, get a really good one. Probably wouldn't have to sit still for 8 hours, would you? Wow. The world's first camera had such a slow shutter speed, or I don't know how the heck it worked, but if you wanted a photo, you'd have to sit there for 8 hours. Just get an artist's impression. Just do a draw. Do a self-portrait draw. Do a matchstick man. It's going to save time. While we all try and deal with that, let's have a bit of Ed Sheeran, shall we? Probably written a song in less than 8 hours, Ed Sheeran. Maybe he knew when he was coming up with the lyrics for this. That amazing stat, world's first camera, took 8 hours to take a photo. Here's Ed.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. Keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Phoenix FM.
That was Ed Sheeran and Photograph. You've missed the stat about how long it used to take the very first camera ever invented to take a photo. You'll have to tune in via catch-up, which will be available from tomorrow morning on my blog on the Phoenix FM website. Check it out, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule for a Tuesday evening. Click on the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my personal blog page on Phoenix FM with links to all previous shows on there. You can download previous shows to your own device, and you can tune in via the internet whenever you want as well. So lots of ways you can catch this programme. We're very grateful to those of you that do. And also to Ellie from Suffolk, who sent in another amazing stat. And I like this. It's about the quietest room in the world, which is now located in Microsoft's headquarters in Washington State. And it measures a background noise of minus 20.35 decibels, which is 20 decibels below the threshold of human hearing, and breaks previous records for spaces that were deemed the planet's quietest, according to CNN. Apparently, when you enter the room, things that would not normally be audible to you become loud, such as the turning of your head. You can hear that. You can hear yourself breathing, and it seems a bit intrusive and a bit too loud. There you go. So the quietest room in the world is in Washington State in Microsoft's headquarters. Thanks to Ellie for sending that in. Absolutely marvellous stats. Let's keep the stats coming, shall I? I like this. The world's shortest war. The world's shortest war was between Great Britain and Zanzibar. What are you thinking? We all know Second World War lasted 6 years almost. First World War was 4 years, wasn't it? The world's shortest war between Britain and Zanzibar lasted 38 minutes. You really want to go, you've declared war. That really smacks of one side wasn't expecting the other to declare war and went, oh, we better get back on this. We better agree. We better negotiate. We better think about a truce. We don't want a war. It's all right. We've had to think about it. You know when you say, let's sleep on it, come back to it tomorrow. No, we're not doing that. We shouldn't have gone to war. We rescind everything. No wars, please. We're British. 38 minutes. I wonder if it started on a Saturday, because Elton John knows all about war. Okay, maybe not war exactly, but the fighting part. He never talks about the planning side of war.
The boy, yeah. They
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It utterly, utterly is. And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons coming up to 7:15 on this fabulous Tuesday. Hope you're okay. Thanks so much for being here, for tuning in, for being interactive, for making yourself a part of the show that goes like this. And I'm going to keep all these stats coming to try and squeeze in as many as possible before I leave you at 8 o'clock. During the next track, I will put up Ben's impossible question. So we do give you an opportunity to answer one this week. The hotly contested poll is still running. Which are better, graphs or pie charts? Find the link on my Facebook profile to vote on that. Right, let's have another stat. Let's make it a good one. This came from Mark Reed, who sent in to me, 67% of statistics are made up on the spot. Nice one, Mark. Don't know if I believe you. Don't know if Beyonce or Shakira believe you either.
FM.
Beautiful Liar there from Beyonce and Shakira. Remember, this is our statistics special on the show that goes like this on World Statistics Day. Expect to hear loads of interesting statistical facts before I leave you at 8 o'clock tonight, and some of which have been sent in by my lovely legend listeners, one of which will earn the sender the Legend of the Week award. Who's it going to be? Well, before we even think about that, it's time for Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
And as we're dealing with stats today, I thought I'd give you a heavily numerical impossible question. So, bear in mind, it's meant to be difficult. is meant to be nigh on impossible to get right. What is the furthest distance in miles I have ever been from home? Yes, I have travelled to numerous places around the globe. You're not going to know all the places I've travelled to. Only a select few will actually know and be able to work it out. Probably even people that think they know don't know. But what is the furthest distance in miles I've ever been from home? That is now on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my Ben Simmons Facebook profile as well. You can comment below that post with your guess. It's got a green background on it. Search for that on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page on my Ben Simmons Facebook profile and have a guess at Ben's impossible question. What is the furthest distance in miles I've ever been from home? Have a guess. You might just win and be able to hold your head high until the next impossible question. Be able to feel fabulous about yourself for at least a week. Have a go at answering. I urge you. Right then, more stats, more tracks, all coming now. Thanks to Paul Milton, I've learnt this about my tongue today, so thanks very much for that, Paul. He's still tuned in on the webcam on Mixcloud, absolutely fabulous. You can do that, go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, and then you can join us on the chat bar and post comments on there if you want to as well. If you want to get a Mixcloud account, you can do that. You don't have to give your email or anything. You can sign up through Facebook and Google as well. But have a look at the webcam stream and actually see me in the studio. I'm waving right now to the likes of Paul Milton. So, thanks for getting involved. Right then. Well, this shared by Paul Milton, your tongue is covered with 8,000 taste buds. That is a lot of taste buds to help you taste food and enjoy the taste of things and maybe hate the taste of some things, thanks to your 8,000 taste buds. Maybe when you use them and it's something pleasurable, you'll go, Tenuous link to the crash test dummies. Not sorry.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. This girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just be. Oh,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That is a deep voice there, isn't it, with the crash test dummies? Once there was this kid who... I was quite pleased I used to be able to do an impression of that guy singing. Got into an accident and couldn't go to school. I'll stop. I could do the whole song. I've got overexcited with the crash test dummies. I need to stop. Thanks to those of you who sent in stats. Nick Ashton has sent in this one, which I find very interesting. Humans share 60% of their genetic material with a banana. Now that is worrying, really, isn't it? I'm just going to leave it at that. Humans share 60% of their genetic material with a banana. Thanks so much for that, Nick. I'm feeling curved and yellow as we speak. Right, now, here's another good stat for you. Remember, these are just random stats coming up today on World Statistics Day. Yes, I'm aware that the 20th of October is Information Overload Awareness Day, but I'm throwing caution to the wind and overloading your lovely brains with information this evening. Hope it's not too much for you. World Statistics Day. Let's go for some stats. I like this. This is the only time this occurs on the London Underground. If you travel on the London Underground between Leicester Square and Covent Garden, you are literally wasting your time. It is slower than staying on the street and walking between those two stations. If you travel on the London Underground between Leicester Square and Covent Garden on the Piccadilly line, you are literally wasting your time. Aerosmith know all about that, do they? Well, this song's not about driving. Could have gone to Roy Orbison for I Drove All Night if I needed that. This is Aerosmith. They've done that journey. Leicester Square, Covent Garden.
We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Got to keep the tracks coming, and we won't have time to squeeze in all the stats that with tracks that link to them. And I've got a humdinger for you to finish the show as well. Something to really make you go, which is the sound that I want to produce amongst my listeners tonight. Those tuning in to the show that goes like this, even those listening throughout the next week on catch-up. However you tune in, very glad to have you doing just that. Thank you so much. Remember, phoenixfm.com, 98.0 on your FM dial if you're in the area, mixcloud.com, and tune into the webcam feed right now. I'm giving you a thumbs up. If you're doing just that, thanks to those of you that have done that tonight, search for Phoenix on mixcloud.com and you can see what's going on in the studio. There's a chat box and you can even contact me directly on there as well with your interesting stats and facts. Right, let's keep them coming then. Well, we've had some good ones lately. What about this one shared by Nick Ashton? Snails can sleep for up to 3 years. Yes, that is true. Apparently, snails can sleep for up to 3 years. They must wake up. Imagine waking up with a crick in your neck if you're a snail. You're like, that has got a kick to it. Here's REM.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the newsprint. Gray my night is color. Say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint. Gray, my night is color.
There with a fabulous Day Sleeper.
Phoenix FM.
Here's a couple more stats to squeeze in for you. Thanks to Paul Milton once again, who says the average American generates nearly 4.5 pounds of trash each day. I like that he's used trash because that's the Americanism for rubbish. So well done there, Paul. £4.5 of trash each day from the average American. And then Ron Wilmot has sent in, if the 102,000 inhabitants of the Isle of Wight were laid end to end, they wouldn't get anything done. I like that. That's tickled me. So thank you very much for that. Absolutely marvellous to those of you that have got involved. I'll keep the stats and tracks coming to be able to squeeze them all in before I leave you. There will be a resolution to Ben's impossible question and the hotly contested poll and the Legend of the Week award. It is literally all happening. So yes, the poll is still neck and neck, asking what's better, graphs or pie charts. For Ben's impossible question, you have to have a guess at answering the furthest I've ever been away from home in miles, and you have to comment below the relevant post on my Facebook profile. And to be Legend of the Week, you've got to have sent me the wackiest, craziest, weirdest, interesting statistic. Right, let's get another track on then. And what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to share with you, after finding out that shocker that snails can sleep for up to 3 years at a time. During your life, the total distance you would walk would mean that you'd walked around the Earth 4.5 times. I like that. It feels like it's worth making the effort, you know. During your life, the total distance you have walked would have meant that you could have walked around the Earth 4.5 times. Let's leave it up to some Scottish men to convert that to music. All right, 500 miles isn't nearly the same, but come on.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles and fall down at your door. When I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Proclaimers, and it's all hotting up with Ben's impossible question tonight.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, what's going to happen? The guesses are coming in now, and thanks to all of you that have had a guess. I am simply asking tonight, bear in mind this is a stats-based show, what is the furthest distance in miles I've ever been from home? You have to comment below the green post on my Facebook profile, share to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. And it could be quite close, this. Bear in mind you're just guessing. I'm quite impressed with some people. You're thinking I'm quite well-travelled, clearly. I'll give you one clue. I've never been to Australia or New Zealand. That's all I'm going to say. Right, let's keep the tracks going. Let's keep the stats coming. What have we got to share with you next then? Well, I like this. When you think about this just for a minute, Britain has the world's shortest passenger flight from Westray to Papa Westray in the Orkney Islands. It's a journey of 2.7 kilometres and cost £7.50 to fly one way. If you equated that cost to regular flights, then to fly from London to New York one way would cost you £15,000. So, possibly, it's not economically that great. But, yeah, 2.7-kilometre flight takes about, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. £7.50 one way, and if you were to do the same cost effectiveness flying from London to New York, it would cost you £15,000. Absolutely crazy. There you go. I love stats like that. And here are the Foo Fighters. Whether it's a short journey or a long journey, they're going to teach us all how to fly. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Right, that was the Foo Fighters. It's going to be quick with the next couple of stats, so I'll have time to sum up the show and obviously deal with the answer to Ben's impossible question and the poll and the legend of the week. So, what stat am I going to share with you next? Well, apparently the least popular day of the week to be born is Saturday. I think they're all quite close, but the actual least popular, the one that fewest people in the world have ever been born on, is a Saturday. I could only play a track by the Saturdays now, really, couldn't I? Oh yeah, so that was the Saturdays there with Issues then, and right now I'm going to give you the answer to this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Okay, so what is the furthest distance I've ever been from home? Well, it was whilst working on a cruise that went round the tip of South America. And the place we stopped off was a place called Punta Arenas in Chile. So some people have got incredibly close. Nick Ashton went with 10,000 miles, which is a good guess. Dave Bourne said, I think he walked 500 miles and walked 500 more. He tuned in earlier. Well done. He's only gone for 1,000. Shirley Ann Brown has gone for 8,446. Incredibly close. Rachel Willett's gone for 5,684. Paul Milton's gone for 5,400. But Ellie from Beccles in Suffolk has gone for 8,315. The actual distance, bear in mind you had no idea, was 8,303. Huge congratulations to Ellie. K cannot believe that you could have guessed anywhere in the world and you're only 12 miles out. Incredibly brilliant. Very, very well done. Yes, Punta Arenas in Chile. It wasn't particularly exciting as far as I remember, and we had to fly via Santiago and Sao Paulo to get back to Heathrow, but there you go. Okay, let's have one last track, one last stat before the big one I'm going to reveal at the end. I say the big one, it's just a particularly crazy one. Thanks to Jody for sending this in, who says, on average, 13 people a year die from having vending machines fall on them. Well, I'm very sorry for those people, but what a ridiculous way to go. Here is Elvis Costello. Oh, I just don't know where to begin. Though it says I'll live forever, it's now or never. But you keep some hanging on the silver chamber. She says she can't go home without a chaperone. Up in the sweat, smoke black mercury, but they keep you hanging on. They say you're so young, your mind is made up, but your mouth is undone. Accidents will happen, we're all a hit and run. Used to be your victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all a hit and run.
Phoenix FM.
And that was Elvis Costello there and The Attractions with Accidents Will Happen. See what I've done there? Obviously, if anybody knows anyone who's been affected by having a vending machine fall on them, I'm truly, truly sorry for you. Anyway, right, time to sum it all up then. Well, what on earth are we going to do? We've got to bestow the Legend of the Week award. And yes, the 20th of October is International Chef's Day, Office Chocolate Day, National Youth Confidence Day, and International Day of the Air Traffic Controller. But far more interestingly for me, at least, it's Information Overload Awareness Day and World Statistics Day. So many of you have shared lovely statistics. Thank you very much for doing that indeed. I have to say, though, the Legend of the Week goes to a lady who shared the only one that truly grossed me out today on the show. It's one of those where you go, ugh. The average person produces 46 litres a month of saliva. Thanks so much for sharing that. She actually worded it by saying 23 2-litre bottles. I don't know why you want to envisage that. 23 2-litre bottles of saliva every month. But anyway, just for sending that in, Legend of the Week this week is the fabulous Sue Burton. Thank you very much, Sue. The hotly contested poll has finished. 50-50, what's better, graphs or pie charts? And the answer to Ben's impossible question, the closest was Ellie from Beckles. So thank you very much for that. Going to try and squeeze in a final stat to leave you with. Russia has an area of 17 million kilometres squared and a population of 144 million. That's 8 people per kilometre squared. Bangladesh has an area of 150,000 kilometres squared, population of 166 million, So Russia has 8 people per kilometre squared. Bangladesh has 1,107 people per kilometre squared. That is a crowded country. I'm going to leave you with Crowded House. I'll be back next week, same time. Rob Harvey in next with Synth City. Stay safe. Take care. See you soon.
Sing like a bird real.